Mr. Chairperson, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, this is my great honor and pleasure to speak on the occasion of the second conference, International Conference on Nutrition, on behalf of the Republic of Moldova, representing Minister of Health. Republic of Moldova is among those countries that currently face the dual burden of malnutrition, ranging from micronutrient deficiencies to increasingly prominent problem of overweight and obesity. During the last decade, health initiatives aimed at improving nutritional status of the population were focused mainly on macronutrient deficiencies. In Moldova, we eliminated successfully iodine deficiency for salt iodization program and are committed to maintain the achieved results. As well, supplementation program with daily provision of iron and folic acid to pregnant women as part of antenatal care program has led to gradual improvement in the nutritional status and birth outcomes. However, one in every four women of reproductive age still is anemic, and almost 20% of children under the age of five still suffer from anemia. National Program on Iron and Folic Acid Deficiencies has set a target to reduce iron deficiency anemia by 30% in these groups by 2017. And currently, Minister of Health took the leadership to coordinate its proper implementation. With the nutrient deficiencies still remaining a challenge to be overcome through more robust and sustainable initiatives, our country is facing a rapidly growing problem of overweight and obesity, as well as diet-related chronic diseases. Moldova is an agricultural country, and agriculture is one of the strategic areas for the development. Farming lands comprise around 75% of the total area of land, and country produces over 8,800,000 tons of fruits and vegetables per year. At the same time, almost 67% of our population eat less than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, and over 55% of population in Moldova is overweight. This demonstrates a strong need to align agriculture and health policies in a better manner, to implement nutrition education programs and empower people to make informed choices regarding food consumption, to create environment which enable healthy eating practices, to enforce regulatory and voluntary instruments related to marketing, publicity and labeling policies. All these interventions are among the key elements of a national program on food and nutrition endorsed by the Moldovan government in 2014, with the aim to strengthen capacities and mobilize resources for better nutrition outcomes. One specific area under the food and nutrition policies addresses nutrition in schools and preschools institutions. In order to ensure a healthy environment, a ban on selling and serving obesogenic food inside the schools and preschools has been introduced. In addition, food and nutrient-based standards for schools, childcare facilities, as well as hospitals are under development and to be established. Ladies and gentlemen, we recognize that nutrition goal can be achieved only through coherent and mutually reinforcing policies across the sectors. National Strategy on Public Health, developed in line with the European Policy Health 2020, highlights the importance of applying health in all policies approach and building capacities across the sectors. This strategy has laid the foundations for the integrated approach and provides the framework for addressing intertwined societal challenges, food and nutrition being one of those. Multisectoral Coordination Committee, led by the Deputy Prime Minister, includes senior representatives from a range of governmental authorities as well as civil society, and is an example of putting in action the whole of government approach and the whole of society approach. Indeed, nutrition policies require even more than synergy across governmental authorities. Food and nutrition is strongly related to practices put in place and promoted by food industry. We recognize that there is no solution to nutrition challenges without interaction with and contribution from the private sector. Our previous experience in implementing nutrition programs has demonstrated that private sector plays an important role in ensuring proper implementation of initiatives aimed to enable healthy diets. This recognition brings us to the pressing need to actively engage private sector in collaboration for diet-related disease prevention and control. In this respect, Ministry of Health is committed to stimulate and lead further such type of coordination. Distinguished delegates, today more than ever, Moldova is firmly committed to its European future. Remarkable progress has been made towards the achievement of the national objective of EU integration over the last period, with the association agreement being signed in Brussels in June this year and ratified by the European Parliament later in November. Increasingly close cooperation with the European Union brings about additional engagements, both at the political and societal level. Following aspirations to join the EU, Moldova takes the commitment to European values and European policies that meet the needs of the population. In this regard, we strongly believe that EU approximation will lead also to a future progress in enhancing food system through alignment of national legislative frameworks for food safety and quality to European standards. In conclusion, Republic of Moldova has moved forward in terms of bringing to the national agenda food and nutrition policies for improving nutrition at the country level. At the same time, we recognize the importance of enhancing the commitment to achieve better nutrition for all. In this regard, we firmly declare our support to the Rome Declaration and the related framework for action, coming to intensify strategic efforts for ensuring sustainable food systems, improving food supply, and attaining a better nutrition status of our population, thus contributing to the achievement of the global goals on food and nutrition. Ladies and gentlemen, the last but not the least, please allow me to express our deep gratitude to FAO and WHO for remarkable support in advancing food and nutrition strategies at the country level. Thank you for your attention.